Just gone live. Today we are live on Facebook. Hello, Facebook. And YouTube and Twitter and Ask Angelica group, because this is Ask Angelica. Just waiting for all connections to be made. And Angelica and I will be with you in 43 seconds. Okay.
Do a countdown in German.
Okay. Just a minute then. Let's get this right. Svansig. I'm not doing them all. If you're watching us live on Facebook, please do say hello. If you're watching live on Angelica's German language page or Angelica's group, then please do say hello. And we can see the comments in the studio. I'm going to take that off solo. And in a second, we should appear on screen. Hello, Angelica.
Hello, Stephen. Yes, we are on screen.
Brilliant, we are. And thank you for watching. You're here. If you click the link up above in the comments, then you will be able to show your name and your picture. Okay. Now, I know you may have done it before, but if you just bear with us and just do it once more. Okay. Ask Angelica, season 4, episode 9. Welcome to the show. And this crawler is going to go across the bottom. It's the only way I could get it in. There's so much text in there nowadays. Angelica, would you like to explain what today's program is about?
Yes, I had this idea of doing idioms and tongue twisters and go through the whole alphabet. And this time is the first, and I'm pretty sure it's not going to be the last one, where I struggled a little bit. Because basically, there are no idioms or tongue twisters where the main word, or usually the noun, begins with an I.
No.
I've looked everywhere. I have found lots of them where there is a word like in, you know, that sort of thing, where there is at least something with an I in there, and I've managed to find some. But it wasn't easy, and I think there will be a few other letters which will be difficult as well.
I'm sure there will. I'm sure there will. And we say hello to... Sorry?
You're thinking of X and Y and yes.
Possibly. Hello, Carrie Dee Biden.
Yes.
Carrie-Anne, nice to see you. Thank you for joining us. And basically, there are phrases that Angelica has given me the German for. And we're going to show them one by one on the screen. If you know the answer before I do, which is possible, improbable. Also, I'm going to read them out first, and Angelica will correct my pronunciation. And you can too. Okay. So, phrase one. Den inneren Den inneren Schweinehund überwinden.
Yeah, well done. You got it. Den inneren Schweinehund überwinden.
Brilliant. Okay, let's just change things slightly so it's not taking so much of the screen. Okay, just bear with me a moment. If I can just do that. Yep. Okay. Right. No, that's not right. Okay. Right. Okay.
Nice.
It is. This is back to basics. This is where it began. So, den inneren Schweine, I'm going to get it wrong second time, Schweinehund überwinden. The inner.
Mm-hmm.
Pig. Hound.
Dog.
Pig. Dog. Ah, right. Okay. If you're ahead of me in reading it out, or in translation, then please help. You can type your comments and help me out a little bit. Überwinden, was bedeutet überwinden?
überwinden is to overcome.
Right, to overcome the inner. To overcome the, let's see what the translation is.
Well, you did say the literal translation, which of course doesn't make any sense, would be to overcome the inner pig dog.
To overcome the inner pig dog. But, what's a pig dog?
Well, first of all, Schweinehund is not a breed of dogs, but it was the type of dog. Actually, I don't know what type of dog it is, but they used to have dogs to look after the pigs or even to hunt for wild boar and wild pigs. So they, the farmers or foresters had a dog, and that was generally known as the Schweinehund. Schweinehund did become quite a derogatory word, as you probably have seen in war films, Du Schweinehund. Oh, yeah. Or anything like this. But this one has got nothing to do with that. This one is different. And okay. The meaning of this idiom, so not to overcome the inner pig, but it's to overcome your weaker self.
Right. And carry on is saying to get over yourself. Ich habe keine Ahnung.
No, it's to overcome your weaker self. You know, oh, I'm not really any good at this, but I've got to do it.
Right. Okay.
This is what people mainly say to themselves, really. You know, da muss ich wohl den inneren Schweinehund überwinden and make that phone call or whatever it may be.
Gotcha. Phrase two. In die Hose again.
Yeah, nice and easy to read, wasn't it? In die Hose again.
No lights, no nothing. to put your trousers on.
No.
In die Hose again. Okay, Kerry, please carry on. we need your help. In die Hose again. I've got the pronunciation correct. Okay, let's hide that and come side by side. There we are. That's better. And Carrie-Anne is helping us. Thank you, Carrie-Anne. And to wet yourself.
I can see why she's saying that. Yes. You might actually do that when things go wrong. But so literally translated, in the halls again, would mean to go into the trousers. Hence Carrie-Anne's guess, to wet yourself. But actually, it's just something has gone wrong. Now, we, in English, we say that's to go down the drain. That's going down the drain. Well, actually, going down the trousers, I find far better, because you probably do wet yourself or do something else with the trousers, which is very unpleasant. Not sure where going down the drain comes from.
Right. So how does in die Hose again become to go into the trousers?
Well, that's a literal translation. Something gehen is to go into something. And that would be the trousers in this.
Right. Phrase three then. Ins Gras beißen.
Yeah.
Ins Gras beißen.
Ins Gras beißen.
They may be short, they may be easy to say, but then they're not easy to translate. Carrie-Anne? Into.
Yeah.
Grass.
Grass?
Grass.
Grass, yeah.
Bison. To eat grass.
What, to bite?
To bite
into
grass.
The grass.
Okay.
That's the literal translation. And now the question is, when do you bite into the grass? In English, again, we say something else.
Okay, and from Carrie-Anne, sorry. To bite the dust.
Yeah, I guess that would be another meaning as well.
Okay, to bite the dust or to kick the bucket.
Now, the biting the grass, I can understand, sort of, because when you die, or if you fall over and you die, you're pretty close to the grass. Not sure, yeah, again, where the bucket comes from. Why do English speakers kick the bucket when they die?
Probably somebody fell.
No idea.
Well, you can look it up afterwards.
This is the beauty. I mean, this really is the beauty of idioms. Yeah, because we all use them, but it's quite interesting to find out where it comes from or why people are saying them.
True. Okay, phrase four, immer mit der Ruhe.
Yeah, immer mit der Ruhe.
Always with the Ruhe, Ruhe. I'm going to have to brush up my vocab. I just a note to anybody watching live, thank you very much. I don't actually read these. I do put these sentences into the studio, but I don't actually read them. So that when I'm actually doing it, I'm doing it for the first time. So that's why I didn't have the chance to go to Google and find out what Ruhe means. So I'm going to ask Angelica.
Oh, the peace or the quiet, always with the peace. Always with a quiet. Now that doesn't sound like anything either, does it?
Okay. Well. Okay, and Kerry is saying, "Hold your horses." I learned that with you years ago, Angelica Devi. There you are.
That is well possible, but that's exactly what it is. Hold your horses. Don't panic. Immer mit der Ruhe.
Always with the peace. Or hold your horses. Okay. Right, phrase five. And nope, I've gone to translation of don't panic, hold your horses. Okay. Phrase five. Im siebten Himmel sein.
Yeah.
Again, translation. Right, okay. Pronunciation okay. Translation is coming in several. In seven, to be in seventh heaven.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow. There's nobody more surprised than me, Carrie-Anne. Okay. To be in seventh heaven is a literal translation, yeah, and the English equivalent is?
What do we say?
To be on cloud nine. Yeah, we do.
I think we may use the seventh heaven as well, but usually tends to be cloud nine. This is the bit that I find fascinating. Why is it the seventh heaven in German and why is it cloud nine in English? No idea.
No idea either. But there it is. It is in siebten Himmel sein. To be in seventh heaven or to be on cloud nine. Hello to Kerry. Kerry's saying to be in seventh heaven, to be in absolute glory.
Mm.
Spot on.
Or on cloud nine.
Right. Okay. And we are now going to go to phrase six. In den Zaren Apfel beißen. Uh-huh. Now you've been kind to me here.
Beißen again there. Yes. In den Zaren Apfel beißen.
To bite a sour apple.
Mm-hmm. To bite into the sour apple. When would you need to do that?
Bite into the sour apple. Basically, suck it up. Just deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, and translation is to bite the bullet, and we would say,
"Oh, there's your,
wrong one." I'm giving the game away. Just a minute. So let's go back again, just so we're all on the same page. In den Zaren Apfel beißen, to bite into the sour apple, because I missed one, and that's a literal translation. And then the English equivalent is to bite the bullet.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. And now we come to the fun bit.
This is now, your favorite. Fun bit,
this is the tongue twister. And as I explained earlier, I haven't seen any of these. So this is a first take. Now, what you can do, and just go to Carrie-Anne, who's saying to get the short end of the stick. To bite the bullet. Right, yeah, close.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Okay, tongue twister number one.
It's only one this time.
Oh, brilliant. In even then. In Ulm und herum. Angelica, how would you say that?
You can see why it's a tongue twister, isn't it? I think it's because the word Ulm is not that easy to say, and then having those other words before. So in Ulm, Ulm, and Ulm herum. Which I should have really used that one for the letter U, but I think there is something else I can use for the letter U.
Well, you can use it again, I'm sure.
Or use it again because you won't remember. We're
a few weeks away from letting you. in Holm, around Holm, and around about Holm. And over to Kerry. And Kerry is saying,
Yeah, I can't say it very fast either. The idea with a tongue twister is that you can say it really fast, and I can't. So
the problem is it's got an M in it, and the M is the one that's difficult. And if it is in the whole, well, never mind, okay.
If it said Hamburg, it would be in Hamburg, Hamburg, und Hamburg herum. That's no problem. In Berlin, Berlin, und Berlin herum. But Ulm makes it the difficult one. In Ulm, Ulm, und Ulm herum.
Well done. Good practice. Right, you are watching Ask Angelica, German language tuition, idioms, and tongue twisters. Letter I, this is season 4, episode 9. Right, now what will happen next is that the German phrases be read out expertly by Angelica, and I will read the English version as best I can.
Just as
Angelica, it's over to you.
Den inneren Schweinehund überwinden.
The literal translation is to overcome the inner pig dog, which makes no sense in England because we don't have pig dogs. I'm pretty sure we don't. And to overcome your weaker self. So to be strong. Phrase two.
In die Hose gehen.
To go into the trousers. And the English equivalent is to go down the drain. Okay, phrase three.
Ins Gras beißen.
Literal translation, to bite into the grass. And our equivalent in the UK is to kick the bucket. So instead of saying er ist tot, you say er hat in Gras gebissen.
Gebissen, yeah.
Gebissen. Okay.
It's not a phrase I would use, I have to say. But then I wouldn't also say he kicked the bucket.
Well, neither would I. Neither would I. It's very, yeah. Oh, to you.
Immer mit der Ruhe.
Okay, literal translation is always with the peace. And don't panic, hold your horses, or, okay, to bite the dust. No, that's not, yeah, okay, and phrase five.
Carrie-Anne said hold your horses as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Im siebten Himmel sein.
Okay, which translates literally to be in seventh heaven. Or, we would say to be on cloud nine. Phrase six.
In den sauren Apfel beißen.
literal translation is to bite into the sour apple, and our English equivalent is to bite the bullet. Okay, and now my favorite part, because
I'll read the German.
I don't have to say a thing, because everything's that's in German. Sure.
In Ulm, um Ulm, und um Ulm herum.
And I can say, possibly say, in Ulm, and around about Ulm. Okay. So that was I.
Yeah, good. I think Jay may be a bit tricky as well, but we'll see.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Carrie-Anne, and everybody who actually watched us. And Gellicker, it's over to you.
Yeah, I think thank you, Carrie-Anne, for remembering that immer mit der Ruhe is hold your horses. See, we do have some good students sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Well, from me, yeah, I agree. I study with Angelica on a Thursday evening every 2 weeks. Carry on.
Apart from when you do this as well. So, yes. Well, yeah. Thank you for watching the idioms and tongue twisters roundabout with the letter I in it. And I'm hoping I'll find enough for the letter J for the next session, which hopefully will be in 2 weeks' time.
Right. This has been Ask Angelica, Season 4, Episode 9, German Idioms and Tongue Twisters, of which there were plenty. Bye for now.
Tschüss von mir.
Und tschüss von mir. Okay, all good.